the day program. We're beyond Thanksgiving. Although somebody sent me something that Chef Louis DeAngelis might want to have his say over people who didn't use turkey for Thanksgiving, what they made. And I'll get to that after we take a quick trip to China. Maria Bailey is here from Mom Talk Radio. Roberta Fasanelli is here from I Put My Mouth in the Wrong Place Radio. Rich McFadden is here with his fingers on the controls in Washington. Clay Cohut, Jennifer Horn. The folks in China are celebrating today because a new speed record was set yesterday. A Chinese passenger train hit 302 miles an hour.
Wow.
Test run of a link between Beijing and Shanghai. 302 miles an hour. That's, you can get on a train and pretty much get to a city that's 300-400 miles away quicker than you get there on an airplane at that speed, because you have no foolishness. So you don't have to get up. You just get on the train.
I don't know that I trust that, man.
It goes. It's a, excuse me, Richie, a specially modified train that was developed by the same company that Pierre, our French friend, works for, the TGV train in France, which reached speeds of 357 miles an hour earlier this year.
Keep that thing on the tracks if it gets a little bit
unstable. Japanese have a train that has gone to 361 miles an hour. It levitates magnetically. These they have a new kind of it begins with an H.
So it's not wheels on the tracks. It's actually magnetically stuck to it.
Yeah, it's modified wheels. And if it goes the same train, 302 miles an hour in China, 357 miles an hour in Japan, or France, or whatever it is, they're using it on a segment of 824-mile track that they have just set up between these two provinces in China, which I guess is supposed to open up officially next week. It'll half the current travel time between Beijing and Shanghai.
Maglev,
thank
derived
you.
From magnetic levitation.
That's what it is.
A system of transportation
that
propels vehicles, predominantly trains, using magnetic levitation from a very large number of magnets for lift and propulsion.
Apparently what they're trying to do is develop high-speed rail technology because the Chinese feel like they need to enhance their national pride. You know, like we use the space program to enhance our national pride. And frankly, a lot of countries around the world have used space as a way to build up the good feelings they have about themselves. But in this circumstance, the Chinese want to be first when it comes to high-speed rail. They're developing a train that they hope will reach speeds of 500 miles an hour in the next 3-4 years. Can you imagine on a train that is going the same speed as a plane, in essence? The average, if you go across the country in an airliner, if it's a 757 or 767, it'll hit 620 to 640 miles an hour. Depending on the tailwind or the headwind. 600. The 737 and the smaller Airbus planes, not much good going more than 520, 530 miles an hour. Get 100 miles an hour further or faster out of a bigger plane. But think about a trip. For example, I'm thinking about a trip from Boston to New York. Take the shuttle. Takes about 30 minutes to fly down there and 30 minutes to go up and down, and another 30 minutes on each end to get through. By the time you're done, take the cab to New York, and you've gotten to the train station, you've used up 3.5 hours, which is about the same. Plane and the train are about the same. If these things are successful, you'll be able to get in the circumstance of these two cities that are 500 and something miles apart. Like, I think of Cleveland and Boston. It's an hour and 35 minutes maybe to fly it once you get up in the air. You'd be able to get there faster on a train if it was a 500-mile-an-hour train. But you can't see anything on the ground. There's no relevance. The guy who's in the locomotive might as well not be there. We can't see anything. He can't. If there's something on the track, let's just say there's a cow on the track.
Right.
Right?
Gone. That cow's history.
You don't even see it until you're on it. It's a speck. That's it. It's done. Anything in the way of the track, you can't. You would not see it. You'd hear the train before you'd see it.
Looks like the Germans were the big ones to really develop this technology.
Yeah, it was done during World War II.
Yeah.
Right. And the Japanese got it from them as a result of some of their trading off. But it's really quite an interesting railway. We have nothing like that here. Nothing even close to it.
We've had that in Epcot here in Florida.
Epcot.
That's how the monorail runs, the one train.
On maglev?
The maglev train.
Does it?
The wheels are sideways. Once the train elevates, levitates or whatever, goes up in the air, these wheels are sideways, these big rubber wheels, just to keep it from falling off the track on turns. That's about it.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
And it's positive, negative. It just happens so fast, it just pulls it along.
It's a nice smooth ride. They should call it the Blaine Mobile. Right? You have to think about that for a minute.
David Blaine.
And there you go. Louis DeAngelis is here. He and Jennifer Horn edit the weekly food and wine newsletter, which we will talk about in a few moments. And we get to some of the issues that have to do with food and eating, what's left over still from Thanksgiving. And Monsanto gets it in the neck. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. We'll talk about that, plus the status of Senate Bill 510, one of our faves. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontoMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontoMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontoMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
16 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Maria and Roberta, Jennifer, and
is Roberta
Richie
still there?
Yeah, Roberta's there.
I'm here.
I haven't heard boo out of her.
Well, I just think it's best if I don't say anything for the rest of the morning.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Okay. So the food and wine newsletter this week, what do we get as promises from the two of you? A good reason, those of you who are familiar with some of the offerings we have at gooddayshow.com, go to either Phil's picture. No, Phil's picture. Go to Louie's picture. You can go to Phil's picture, but you won't get this. Go to Jennifer's picture or to Louie's picture. Click on it. You see the reference to Food and Wine newsletter that they edit every week. Sign up for it. Get it in your mailbox every Friday. Great ideas. What are you regaling us with this weekend, boys and girls?
Well, Dougie, you requested it. You requested an all-orange, Snooki-friendly newsletter this week.
That's right.
Remember? Yeah, so we did orange vegetables.
So good for you. Orange. I said that last week. So orange vegetables,
right,
did you come up with?
Butternut squash?
I did butternut squash soup.
Cool.
And a cocktail. Mm-hmm. You can even use orange vegetables in a cocktail. So there's a pumpkin, kind of a martini that you mix with gin and lemon juice and simple syrup. It's really good.
Doug, you know Ceci always works a drink into hers.
She does. It's my job.
She's all about the wine, Richie.
Yes, notes from the sommelier.
The sommelier. All right, so that takes care of Jennifer's always on the top of the list contribution. Louie, what have you contributed?
I did a cheater way of doing a great gingered carrot dish. Makes it real simple. You can do it in 15 minutes, and it's just delicious, full of alpha carotene, which is an age-defying mineral we need, or enzyme, I mean. And I did a sweet potato pudding that comes out real good. Good way of getting your veggie.
That sounds good.
Can I tell a quick story about being a sommelier?
Who's your what?
Okay.
I was trying to buy a bottle of wine the other day, and I had a problem because I'm 20 years old.
Right.
And but the way I solved it, Jen, it was thanks to you that I got the bottle of wine, because I walked in and I said, "Where are your cheap bottles of wine, sir?" And they pointed me to the cheapest bottles, and I said, "Thanks, I'm a sommelier, and so I need to get the best." And so he thought I was sommelier, and they know that takes training, so he just sold it to me.
He didn't even check your ID?
No.
You better learn how to say sommelier before you try that again.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't stumble over it like that.
Very cute.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so, Louie, everything's pretty simple this week, then, as far as the Food and Wine newsletter is concerned.
Simple, but great. Because it's so important to get that alpha carotene in your system, along with beta carotene. You know, alpha carotene is a precursor to vitamin A.
It's vitamin B.
But
beta carotene is an A vitamin.
Correct. And it's a precursor to it, so it actually is way more effective as far as an antioxidant in your system.
Mm-hmm. So would that be the reason for pumpkin seed cutlets to have been used for the vegetarians on Thanksgiving? A lot of these new dishes that are made by home cooks, these are not made in, you know, find these in the store, they pre-packaged meals and that kind of stuff. Tofurkey roast, you see that? You can buy that commercially, but I don't know that you could find one of these veggie cutlets covered with pumpkin seeds. But that actually would be pretty good, given the fact that this orange thing seems to be very important. Anybody ever heard of these before? Pumpkin seed coated cutlets?
Well, they do a lot of seed work. A lot of herbalists and natural cooks, because the seed is the essence of that plant.
Yeah, right. You can get some of this stuff at Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, etc. 21 after.
Neat.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Good birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. There you go.
Why are you playing that? That is the oldest, most stale, horrible thing. That is just, it's worse than the old pumpkin seed bread.
Oldest.
Old pumpkin seed.
I thought you were the oldest, most stale thing.
Yeah, thank you.
A fool never learns to get away.
Birthday time on Good Day. 24 past the hour. Rich McFadden's birthday is today. He's 46, right? He's 46.
That's correct.
46
yes, I am.
Years old.
So why are we playing this?
Because it's Andy Williams' birthday as well.
Because I don't have a hit.
Just
Andy Williams.
You know,
he's got a lot of misses, but he hasn't got any hits.
That's right.
Andy Williams. Years, we can go to Sizzler together, Rich.
83. Yeah. Pretty soon he'll be getting the senior discount there. Yeah, that's something I still won't do. I just cannot bring myself.
You're not. The movies, you can at least save a couple bucks.
Yeah. Just that bothers me. I'm not a senior. Only in numbers, but it is in my heart and my head. I'm not. So don't fool others. Speaking of fooling.
Hey, wow. I share a birthday with this guy.
Ozzy Osbourne. Andy Williams is 83 today. Ozzy Osbourne, 62 today. More subtle. And the Carlin's, I thought that, oh, I see. We have last week's birthday list today. Congratulations, whoever put that together. Thank you very much.
How's
that,
Richie?
Huh?
No, I didn't. So these birthdays aren't actually.
No, this is this list is okay. The other supplementary list is no good.
Ah, okay.
So also on the list today, Mickey Thomas from the Jefferson Starship. Good AC white bread pop music.
How do you go from this?
Easy, you hit a button.
To that.
There you go, Rich. You just hit that button. It's 26 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Maria Bailey and Roberta Fasanelli and leftovers from Thanksgiving.
Poor Roberta.
Louis. All right.
I feel so bad.
So, Jennifer, I also saw something here with the emphasis on orange, which we started last week, and pumpkin seems to be a good way to get there, and there are, I told you, the most, at this point in time, the favorite ice cream flavor at my dairy store is pumpkin.
It's great.
And we have pumpkin butter that we can heat and put on top of it.
Mm.
It's very, very good. It's nice. Actually, yeah, it's great.
Isn't it true that you use pumpkin, it doesn't have its own flavor? Like, it assumes the flavor of what you're cooking with? That's what I heard.
I don't know.
Pumpkin seems to take over the flavor of everything.
Does it?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it figures. Like, it was the pumpkin asparagus. People telling me that. So.
It just changes everything.
I thought you were going to. I thought you were going to tell me. I've heard an old story about pumpkin seeds being good for your love life. Taking pumpkin seeds is good.
Really?
We just hope for anything, won't you, Doug?
Well, I know. I'm telling you something that I remember hearing at some point in time. All right. So, Louis, have you a special manicotti? Did I hear someplace that you have a special manicotti, or did I just dream that? My favorite Italian dish is probably manicotti.
Oh, I love it.
It's very good, by the way, and I don't know why, but I remember somebody telling me once that it was very good for your brain. There's something about why would there be any different? Manicotti is just a pasta, right? Any different than linguine or spaghetti?
Well, it's filled with ricotta cheese, which is dairy. And dairy is absolutely great for you.
Good for your brain.
And you use nutmeg. Whenever I use Rigotta the cheese, I always put a little nutmeg in it. And nutmeg is so healthy for you.
Do you put nuts on it? Some people make this stuff with cashews. You ever do that?
No.
Nutmeg, cashews, other sorts of things. There's something really good about it. I love cashews.
Oh, they're great for you.
Yeah. And some people,
the oil, especially.
Yeah. The pumpkin seeds, though, are making it. And this pumpkin, I just opened up a site looking for more on pumpkin seeds, and I found all kinds of things. Butternut squash and pumpkin seeds, with the focus again on orange. You getting the point, folks? We're sprinkling your mind with all of these orange ideas.
That's good.
So you have orange this and orange that, orange juice for the drink, maybe a tangerine.
Carrot
or
juice.
Dessert with orange sherbet carrot. Ice cream.
Carrot cake.
Ooh,
carrot
candy cake. Corn.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say,
Kraft
cake
macaroni
corn?
And cheese.
Candy corn.
28 Cheetos. Past the hour.
Did he do it? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Meredith Marin still remembers the book that started it all.
The Courage to Heal, a Guide for Sexual Abuse Survivors.
She saw herself on every page.
Women like me who began to do what was called recovered memory work, trying to, in therapy, remember if they had been sexually abused as kids.
Marin, a Cub reporter covering incest issues, decided she was molested as a child. She disowned her dad and told people what he'd done. But as years went by, she gradually changed her mind.
It really is possible to come to believe something that really never happened.
Marin's book, My Lie, is about a controlling dad, a very tormented woman, and an issue often hard to prove either way. It's a disturbing read. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
That's right.
Nice that you noticed, and it's nice to have all of you here with us on the Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here with us in our discussion, which we have every week at this time, about food and things related to food. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, always great when we have her on the air with us. Roberta Fasanelli, most of the time it's great that she's here. Jennifer Horn is here, Richie and Clay, and our focus now on something that we have been round and round and round and round about. This past Tuesday, the Senate of the United States passed Senate Bill 510, which you have heard me talk about ad nauseum. It's one of the few things, the few times over the years that I've been doing this program, or just in general, when I get a little concerned about working something too hard, usually my gut reaction is right. I've been doing this a long time. I get what people want, and otherwise I wouldn't have been successful, wouldn't have been still around after these many years doing the radio program. So I sort of found myself withdrawing a little bit from talking about Senate 510, and then I get egged on, if you'll pardon the pun. I get pushed to people say, yeah, no, we need to know about it, because there was such bad coverage of it in the news media. And I mean really bad coverage, not just a little bit. And what it taught me, Louis, and I think you were following this closely because you and I both have agrarian roots and are very interested in the family farmer and the butcher and the baker and all these small family businesses that deal with the food on a local basis. So the fact that included in this bill were all kinds of little things that the FDA could do to the raw dairymen, the raw milk dairymen, to the people that are growing vegetables and fruits, people that are making pies and cake and bread, the butcher who cuts up the animal that maybe comes from a local slaughterhouse, all of those sorts of things are a focus. And this is one of the FDA's pet peeves. It is so incredibly obvious. And more people who are not as close to government, they live their lives, and for the most part, up until 2-3 years ago, the government was a nuisance. Now it's more than a nuisance. And when it takes away or suggests or tries or intimates that it wants to take away your food choices, it becomes serious stuff. Now, the bill was opposed by most of the small farm groups in the country. The big agribusinesses tried to basically stomp on the senators who felt a leaning, like Senator John Tester, who I think is from Montana. I stand to be, it may be Montana. I'm pretty sure it's Montana. It's a Rocky Mountain state, I believe. He's from a state where there are a lot of agricultural interests. So he made sure that there was an amendment tacked onto the bill that had a lot of starch, keeping those who are in this business but are small providers, like the family farmer, out of the swallow of this or the swill of this bill. And it was successful to a certain extent. What Louis has done is track the effects of the bill. What is going to happen? There are a couple of things that are tantamount to this this week with Monsanto to show you how bad this all is and who's supporting what. I was talking to somebody in the dairy store yesterday, Louis, about this, and she'd read something about it. It didn't get any news coverage until it actually came up for a vote. And then you saw all this phony BS about how it's going to protect the food supply. All of the things necessary to protect the food supply are there. It's just the FDA is not doing them because they're an incompetent bunch of boobs. And they are so controlled by the drug industry, so controlled by Big Agra and Monsanto. So I thought it was good this week that Monsanto got its hat handed to it in a couple of different circumstances. Genetically modified food that Monsanto is trying to foster on the world, not just in America, but on the rest of the world. This is food. These are seeds that have been modified in lots of different ways. Mostly they have been changed so that they cannot be reproduced. So if you grow corn that comes from Monsanto, you can't take the seeds and try to replant them. You have to go back to Monsanto and you got to buy seeds from them again. Now, in and of itself, that's not all that bad. But when you look at the genetically modified food, or in my business, the genetically modified cows that at the hands of Monsanto have been changed to be Frankenmilk, the stuff that comes out of these cows is garbage, and it kills the cows. Never mind. So imagine what the milk is like. It kills the cows twice as fast. You use this bovine hormone on a cow, and a cow, instead of having 8-9 lactations, will be dead after 4. And so that stuff's the reason they give it to the cow is so the cow will get bigger and it'll give more milk. The milk quality is awful. It's like water, but that doesn't count because that's not what they're measuring. They're measuring volume, not quality. It's the value of the volume, not the value of the value. So in this case, where a federal judge ordered the destruction of plants that have been genetically modified and developed by Monsanto, after your friends in the FDA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture said, oh, there's nothing wrong with these. These are just swell. Plant them, and it'll be great for everybody. But they determined that they're, and this is going back, by the way, to 2005, they determined that these plant seedlings produce something, they throw off something that they really can't quite figure out what it is, genetically modified. There's something that happens to the soil when they put these things in the soil that is destroyed.
Yeah.
So finally, somebody took them to court, and not only that, but in Germany, Monsanto was also rejected. There was a complaint against the Monsanto company and their seeds. See, you plant these genetically modified things and you put them in a field next to a field where there's regular seed.
Yeah.
And because of the process, Louis, they cross-pollinate.
Once the wind blows, that's it.
The wind blows and it ruins the field of regular, organic, pure seed because the stuff from the pollen blows over into the other field. And so you have two fields of genetically modified food, not one.
Yeah, well, they got caught here in this country doing that, buying plots of land and putting, just growing their corn specifically.
So that they could ruin the next guy's.
Stuff.
Yeah, right. This is the kind of company you're dealing with. That's what we're, you're dealing with people who are just no good. They're thieves, robbers, and they're the ones who pushed Senate 510 along with some of the other big ag and big supermarket chains. So Louis has done a lot of homework, and he has figured out what has actually come out of this bill. And by the way, for those of you who are shocked to hear some of this stuff, a number of senators said after the floor vote, when they found out what actually was in the bill, they said, oh, I wouldn't have voted for that if I knew that was in there. When confronted by people who knew it was in the bill, they said, did you know this was in the bill? Oh, no, I didn't know that was it. That's in the bill? So now there's a move to retrench and figure, they're trying to figure out a way to kill this bill without them being embarrassed. And one of the ways to do it is just do nothing between now and the end of the year. But if it were to be passed and become law, What are some of the things that you found in this bill that will affect all of us in terms of food choices and food availability, Louis?
Well, you know, where I live, Doug, we have a lot of little farms. Yes. So we have a small co-op market here.
Yeah. And farmers market.
Yeah, but it's a small one. It's not like it's just maybe there's 30 different vendors. All of a sudden, that's going to be by the wayside. Yeah. You won't be able to, first of all, you won't be able to afford to bring your products.
Right.
If you have
to do what the FDA wants you to do for record keeping, we're all out of business.
Yeah, it's going to cost 50% of what you could possibly make is going to go just for taxes for this. Now, I have chickens, and my girls put out some of the best eggs that you ever had.
Your girls.
And they end up with maybe 30, 40 eggs a week, and I'm not eating that many. So you give some to your friends. Everybody knows, oh, let's go see what Louis's got. He's got some nice eggs this week. My neighbors love them. What happens if there's no fault to the egg, but somebody cooks it wrong, leaves it out, goes bad, they get sick from it?
Yeah.
I'm not only responsible, but I have to have it traceable. I have to keep a record of if I give an egg to somebody, I have to prove the day that egg was hatched, the feed my
chickens
were
having. You hear what we're talking about, folks? You hear how crazy this is?
Yeah. Or my neighbor. I got a cattle farm next to me. Now, this is juice season now, and it's a remarkable process here because, you know, we're big on oranges here in Lake Placid. We have our own juice company, a little co-op, Florida Natural, and what happens is all of the spent skins, you know, it's rather than to waste them.
Grind them up and use them for feed.
Yes, and the cows love them.
Cows love them. Oh, they're orange. Yeah. They love them. It's good for them.
Well, all of a sudden, this little co-op is going to have to trace, going to have to take control over what cow got this, because now when you get meat from that cow, it has to get traced back to the feed that it was in it.
Yeah.
All right, and it just goes on and on. The corn that you raise is now actually considered part of the product of the
I'd have to tell them where I bought the corn and why I bought the corn that I decided to buy and plant.
And you know what? When you really look at it, Doug, they're going to have to add so many people to the FDA.
This will never work. It wouldn't work anyway, but along the way, it's going to become so ridiculous to deal with it and have people of simple means try to keep up. They just give up and say, no, you know what? I'm getting a message. Sell my land for development.
That's right.
That's the message.
That's what happens.
Put the small farmer out of business so the big farms can import all this food that nobody will inspect from places all around the world, and here we go again.
Well, it's just like that little article I sent you. You know, it says it perfectly. Hamburger becomes the price of steak. Steak becomes the price of lobster, and lobster's full of oil anyway, so what's the difference?
Yeah, that's really the bottom line. That's what this all means, folks. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So, anyway, some food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Louis DeAngelis here. We're talking about the impact of this. You can still have an impact. You can still call your senators and say, let's see if we can't do something, because the senators are now realizing, at least some of them, that they voted for a bill that what they were told and what they voted on are two different things. So there's
name of the bill. I love the way they do that. They talk about David Blaine with, you know, taking attention away from the facts like a magician does. Right. Call it the food safety bill.
Yeah, who's
going to
vote against
that? Safe food?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, boy. Look what they did to you.
Yeah. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, "Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome," with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree, not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Okay, it is Hanukkah. One of the things we haven't talked about much this week is Hanukkah, great foods. There are a lot of foods that are especially good for the Hanukkah celebration that others can enjoy, not just for Jewish folks, right? Louis, you got a lot of things in your cupboard, and this is the imaginary cupboard. Louis has an imaginary friend. An imaginary cupboard. What's in there for Hanukkah?
And all my imaginary friends are not heavy like me either.
Yeah, right. I know. I understand. Yeah.
Well, this is the time of year for deep-fried foods. You know, fried donuts stuffed with jellies, latkes, potato latkes, oh, wonderful pancakes. And they're deep-fried in olive oil.
Remind them
that it was the olive oil that lit the candles that stayed lit for 8 days. Super stuff. Soft pretzels, kugel, which is a noodle pudding. And the meats are typically the brisket or tongue, and it's a super food. And candy, like the little candy coins to use them for betting with the dreidel games. This is a time of year for joy, and it's a lot of fun. It really is, and it's reflected in the food. Like I said, with the donuts and the pastries, it's just great times. Honey over these little dough balls covered with honey and little candy sprinkles. Just for fun, and it's enjoyment. It's great food during Hanukkah.
What a great name, kugel. Doesn't that sound like a food?
Kugel. It's like a love firm.
That you'd love. Kugel. All right, Chef Louis, thank you, as usual. Chef Louis DeAngelis, a valuable, important contributor to the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Tax cuts and a rare censure. Some of what's happening up on the Hill. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. And when we say the Hill, we're talking about Capitol Hill. And in the House, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still holding the gavel until next month, of course, when the Republicans take over. And with that gavel, she had a tally to pass along yesterday.
The yeas are 234. The nays are 188. The motion is adopted.
And with that, House Democrats were able to successfully push through legislation to extend lower tax rates for those making under $250,000 a year. Among those voicing opposition, California Republican Congressman Wally Herger, who argued that leaving those who make above $250,000 out of the mix will hurt everyone.
The bill before us would result in a massive tax increase on small business owners, entrepreneurs, and job creators at the very time our country most desperately needs them.
Democrats say extending the tax cuts for the wealthy would add about $700 billion to the soaring deficit. Now, it appears the measure passed by the House will hit a brick wall when it reaches the Senate, where there are enough Republican votes to block it. The Senate may vote on that House measure as early as today. In other action on the House floor yesterday, you had a rare censure for a member of the House.
The House has resolved that Representative Charles Rangel of New York be censured. That Representative Charles B. Rangel forthwith present himself in the well of the House for the pronouncement of censure.
Congressman Rangel, a Democrat, was found to have violated House rules on taxes, fundraising, and misuse of a rent-controlled apartment in New York City. This was the first censure of a member of the House in nearly 30 years. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Hurry in for great deals on Bridgestone and Michelin tires. Plus, save an extra $70 with a purchase of 4 Michelin tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
On Wall Street, for the second straight day, a triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 107 points, closing at 11,362 yesterday. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil increasing $1.25 a barrel, finishing up at $88. It's beginning to look a lot like winter in western New York State. Heavy lake-effect snow burying parts of the region. Incredible travel headaches in the process. Storms hit the Buffalo area particularly hard, with more than 2 feet of snow falling since Wednesday. Combine the snow with an overturned tractor trailer on a major highway, and some motorists were stranded in their cars for 12 hours or more. So, how are you doing with your holiday decorations? According to a Rasmussen Report survey, most Americans have not yet put all those decorations up. 3 out of 5 adults questioned say they plan to decorate their homes, but just 22% have completed the work. We assume this includes Christmas lights, and there's a good reason why many procrastinate.
One light goes out, they all go out!
That's why. And finally, it was a noisy return to his hometown area. LeBron James, NBA superstar, who left the Cleveland Cavaliers as a free agent some months back, signing with the Miami Heat. Last night, the Heat played in Cleveland. LeBron's return to that city, not far from where he grew up. Many of us watched on TNT. Here's how it sounded when LeBron was introduced.
At 4'6'8 from St. Vincent St. Mary High School, number 6, LeBron James.
Yes, that's the sound of booing. No matter where you look, Cavalier fans voicing their displeasure and disgust with the guy they once adored. T-shirts that had the words Lion King, spelled L-Y-I-N. There were chants of Akron hates you. Akron is where LeBron grew up. Did this bother LeBron at all?
There's nothing personal for myself to these fans. It won't be ever.
Nothing personal for him, but it was certainly personal to the fans. And in LeBron's twisted way of thinking, he probably feels the fans still love him. Oh, and by the way, LeBron scored 38 points. Miami crushed the Cavs 118-90. Outside the city of Miami, we can say this. We know what you're feeling, Cav fans, and we agree. If we were there last night, we would have booed too. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.